Kalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. We are continuing to list the Avos HaTumah, and we are sort of now taking the next step up. Tumah sources that are Avos, which are so potent they can convey Tumah to Adam and Kalim, not just through direct contact, Maga, but also through Masa. Now, Masa means carrying them, literally. So that means the first item on the list, for example, would be the Nevela. So a Nevela is an animal carcass. Every sizable terrestrial animal, when it dies, its carcass is a nevela, and it conveys tumah. The only exception is if it meets two criteria. Number one, we're talking about a kosher species of animal, so cows, goats, sheep, but also a deer and a giraffe. A, and B, if that kosher animal got proper shechita, proper ritual slaughter, so then it's not a nevela. So that means if it misses either of those two conditions, it is a nevela. So either if you, you know, do shechita on a llama or on a dog or on a pig, it's still a nevela. And if you have a dead cow or goat or sheep which didn't get shechita, it's also a nevela. So these carcasses, the flesh of the carcass, not the bones, but the flesh of the carcass of a nevela conveys tumah not through direct contact only. Yes, if you touch a dead dog on the side of the road, you'll become tame, but also through masa. Masa means that you carry it, even not direct contact. So if you have, you know, if you pick up the dead dog off the side of the road, and you don't touch it directly, you just, you know, use like a shovel, you're still tummy. The nevela, the carcass of the dog, conveys tumah to you through masa. Now, masa doesn't just mean, it literally means to carry, but any time essentially that you're bearing the weight, or even moving laterally, you know, because that's the same thing, bearing the weight of the animal, that's included in masa. So that means if you take a broom and you push the dead dog off the side of the road, you never lifted it off the ground for a moment, but since you moved it, that is going to make you tummy through the mechanism called masa. This is a little confusing. I'm going to put it out there, and I hope it doesn't confuse further. The Hebrew word for moving laterally, the sideways movement of that dog, is called heset, to move it. But do not confuse masa and heset. I know the words are confusing because they're overlapping. The Tumah that's referred to as Heset, which we'll see not too long from now, Be'ez Hashem, is not this. This is called Masa, and Masa means that the recipient of the Tumah, like the person, either carries, bears the weight, moves the source of Tumah. So that means he's either got the dog in a backpack, he's carrying a stack of books on top of the books, on top of the top books of the dead dog, or you go to the grocery store and you pick up, you know, the lamb chops or the pork chops that aren't kosher lamb chops or pork chops that are in the cellophane wrap. By picking them up, you become tame. Even moving to the side to get to the other ones makes you tame because they're an avatum, which conveys tumah through masa. The other source, which conveys tumah through maga and masa only, is umechata sheyesh bem kadei hazaya. If you have the purification waters, the spring water mixed with the paraduma ashes, and there's enough to do the procedure of the spritzing, then that liquid conveys to not just through maga, but also masa, meaning if someone carries a bucket of that water around, or even the truth is, if he just, you know, sticks his whatever, a straw, and he stirs the water by moving the water around, that's also moving it around, that's also considered to be masa, because you're moving it laterally, and the person does the stirring or mixing or carrying will become tummy. You're only not tummy if you're getting spritzed for the sake of purification. Okay, so those are the two things. Shehe mitamin esa adam b'masa, they convey tumah to a person through masa, and it's a person here, but not a kli. This is important. To be masa, to be nosa, to carry something, is an act that a person can do. It's not just bearing the weight like in a passive way. Meaning, let's say, for example, you have a stack of dishes, and on top of the dishes, on the top dish is the dead dog, okay, or the pork chops. So now, the pork chops are the av hatumah. The first plate touching the pork chops is going to be a rishon because of maga, direct contact. But the second plate beneath that first plate is going to remain tahor. Even though the weight of the pork chops or the dead dog is pushing down on that second plate, but so what? A second plate can't do masa. It can't carry things. It's just a passive. It doesn't carry. So masa only for people. Now, not only does, if a person is receiving tumah through masa from these things, like the nevela, so not only does he become tameh as a rishon, but the utensils, the kalim, like his clothing or the ring on his finger, or for that matter, even, you know, the kli, the cup in his hand, the metal cup in his hand, they all become a rishon also through a mechanism called tuma bechiburin, a tuma that passes by virtue of, you know, direct contact. Tuma bechiburin does not apply to, let's say, the shechva zera or the sheretz. So that means if my right hand is touching the dead rat and my left hand is holding a ring, so then the dead rat is the av. I become a rishon because I touch the dead rat. The ring in my other hand remains tahor. Okay. In contrast, if I carry the pork chops or the dead dog in my right hand, so then it's the av. I become a rishon. And in fact, according to some rishonim, while I'm holding it, even I'm considered an av. But whatever, that's called. I become rishon. And so too do the kelim that I'm in direct contact with. So the shirt I'm wearing, but not touching the pork chops, becomes a rishon also. And the ring in my hand becomes a rishon also. Okay? That's called tum bechiburin. It applies essentially to all more potent sources of tumah. It doesn't apply in two scenarios, essentially. The first scenario is things that only convey tumah through maga, like the list of five we had in the previous Mishnah. There's no tumah bechiburin with those. And also, the two items in this Mishnah, if you're just doing maga, you're just touching them, but not actually doing masa, bearing their weight or moving them, so then they also don't convey tumma by tumma bechiburin. But if you're nosa them, if you actually are carrying them, so you're carrying, you know, the dead dog in a backpack, while you're carrying it, all the kelim attached to you or touching you become tummy, as a rishon like you. And similarly, if let's say you stir the mechatas, so again, that's like masa, and therefore you become a rishon, and everything that's touching you at that moment becomes a rishon too. Okay, and that's what the mission now says. Inside, the words here are a little hard to translate, but this is what they say here. It says, these things, meaning the mechatas, if there's enough to do the hazaya, and also the nevela, metaminesa adam, they make a person tame, meaning the person is a rishon, because the nevela, the dead dog, is the av. Bemasa, when he carries it, or bears its weight, letame begadim bemaga, that makes the other utensils, like his clothing, tame, if they are touching him at the time that he is doing masa on the nevela. However, v'chasuche begadim bemaga, which means if he's only touching but not doing masa, he's just doing maga on the nevela, so then he is not going to be conveying tuma to his utensil that's touching him. So chasuche, they're protected. Begadim, his clothing that he's wearing, are not going to come tame if he's only touching but not bearing the weight of the nevela.